You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Good morning, folks. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited you're here. It is Saturday, March 17th, 2007, about 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. And to a friend of ours, of course, happy birthday. She knows who she is. And, of course, our phone number is 800-313-9443. We've got about 2 hours left in the program here, folks. You're welcome to take us anywhere you like. Pick up the phone and dial 800-313-9443. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org and various AM and FM stations around the country, around the world. Welcome to all of you. Let's get back to the phones. Rodney, Texas, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
I want to also tell you that that show with Joseph Farrell, that was an outstanding show. And, you know, Joseph Farrell has had the courage to come forward and talk about and document, you know, some areas that a lot of people have considered maybe a little unorthodox, a little off base. But it really isn't. And I believe, you know, and he admitted to you near the end of the program that he appeared on that, you know, that he has at times experienced some weird events, you know, directed towards him. And I believe the man because I believe that he has probably all the pieces of the puzzle and has put some of those pieces of the puzzle together. And you know what subject I'm talking about here.
I do.
The problem is he hasn't been able to put them all together. And I believe there are people who watch individuals like Joseph Farrell. And any time they come close to fitting those pieces of the puzzle together where they can figure out kind of like cracking the gene code, you know, they always do something to baffle or scare or keep the individual, keep their thinking process a little bit off balance.
Sure.
And he's not by himself. I think that there are other individuals out there, and that kind of ties in with what I was talking about with the compartmentalization of the news here in this country. It's the same way. And in fact, the way our school systems in this country are set up, they're set up, you know, they teach subjects in a very compartmentalized fashion.
Mm-hmm. Rodney, I'm sorry, we have another break.
Okay.
But don't worry, the long segment is coming up. So we'll pick this up here in 3 minutes, folks. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We have crossed the midway point of the program, and you are more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts here this evening, 800-313-9443. And we were chatting with Rodney, Texas. Rodney, you were just discussing the educational system, compartmentalization, the comparison of the media, and whatnot.
Yeah, what I was saying is all done by design, so that when people are taught in this country, that they're taught in a compartmentalization fashion. So once they do get an education, it's when they hear abstract things or things that appear to be unbelievable, mm-hmm. it's hard for an individual who's been taught in that fashion to connect the dots.
Well said.
And they have known this for centuries, Frank, because I actually attended a small college in the Midwest where they actually use an andragogy, a method of teaching. It's almost like teaching all the subjects, the old one-room schoolhouse method. And those students, they almost have, the graduation rate is phenomenal, and they all go on to be outstanding graduate schools in whatever field, but they attribute it not to the pedagogy method of teaching, which is what is primarily used in your public schools and even some of your higher, universities, they use the andragogy method. And this is, they've known this for centuries and centuries and centuries, but they use this method to help to continue to dumb down the general public. And I've been one of the victims of it. I mean, it took me a long time to understand, you know, a lot of abstract things. Now, some people are better at being able to grasp abstract thoughts than others. I would say that you probably are one of those, and probably many of the people who listen to your program. But Joseph Farrell, when I was listening to him, mm-hmm. I would put him in that category. And a lot of times people who are able to do that, they get labeled as being nuts or people, you know, who are wing nuts and because they're looking outside the box, as it were. And while I'm on that subject, I want to share a story that I read in the newspaper. You know, Joseph Farrell talked about the mysteries of the pyramid, and there was a story in the Desert News out of Utah, one of the little small newspapers there, where they talked about when George Bush was down in Guatemala, he visited one of the pyramids, and after he left, the Aztec or the descendants of the Aztec Indians, they had a purification ceremony because they said they felt that George Bush had left some bad spirits behind.
Yeah, that was a great story.
And I actually believe that there's a lot of truth. There's a lot of truth to what those Indians were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you covered that story, but I just thought that was pretty. You know, some people would probably say those Indians are, they're stupid.
Crazy,
you know,
superstitious.
I believe that those Indians have some senses that they've tapped into that, you know, now we have, but because we're in the cities and we've been spoiled by technology, we probably kind of lost, those senses are kind of dulled a little bit. But I believe that George Bush did leave some bad spirits behind. So I thought that was a great story. But to wrap it all up, like I said, we have so much evidence out there that, that all of these things, with 9/11, it was an inside job. I mean, you know, the fact that those people in the White House were on CIFRO when the anthrax was going around. I mean, not very much was made about that, but there's tons of evidence to show that that was an inside job, and they even trace it back to the place of origin. You know, Dan Rather, right there on 9/11, he's sitting right there on the air, and he's saying, you know, that building was perfectly imploded, and guess what? He gets some anthrax sent to him. Now, and I'll wrap it up on this story. I was reading an article talking about how Viacom recently has decided to go after Google and YouTube. Well, it just so happened, Frank, and you probably heard about this, the photos of Building 7 in the background with the BBC reporter and the CNN reporter saying the building had fell down when the building was still standing there, and Viacom has decided, well, you know, we want to go after these people, YouTube, because they're posting, and they didn't actually specify what bits of video they were objecting to, but it just so happened that YouTube is one of the places where that was posted, and millions of people had an opportunity to see with their own eyes that once again there was an anomaly with 9/11. How did these reporters from CNN and the BBC, 30 minutes before building actually fell down, sit there with, you know, it broad open daylight and claim the building had fell when you and I, we can go to YouTube and see with our own eyes that the building is still standing. And then, of course, later it fell, you know, perfectly in on itself. So that's one of those things where, you know, there are people out there who start to become a little pessimistic. But with all, I don't become pessimistic anymore. I'm sad and framed because we have some very wicked and treacherous people who go around the world murdering and killing people and have no feelings about it. I'm sad about that, but as far as the 9/11 and all these different things that happened here in this country and abroad, I don't question it anymore, because after I've seen a mountain of evidence out there that proved to me that these things happened even as far back as the Oklahoma building being blown up, I just can't be cynical. You know, I mean, it's good to be skeptical. You want to question these, but with all of the facts that you and I, you know, that are out there, if a person started to say, well, you know, why are people interviewing this person and that person? Just consider what I was saying. Look at all of the individuals who have been slapped with gag orders and threatened with imprisonment if they speak out. And so that's all I wanted to put out there for people who are a little bit maybe cynical and a little bit skeptical of the mountains and mountains and mountains of evidence that we already know and that we can already prove. I mean, do you go along with what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I think it's an important point to be made. And just to take it a step further, I would say this. You know, not everybody is going to see these things. Not everyone is going to realize the significance of these things. And it could baffle us, and it should baffle us, and it does on a regular basis. You know, how can these people not see this? But the point is the truth is not for everybody. And I hate to say that because it sounds defeatist, but the simple fact is, you know, there are people... Go ahead.
That's the reason why I was saying this. A lot of this goes back to the teaching method here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to keep people where their minds cannot connect the dots and see, say, certain abstract things, even if they're just little minor things, you know, like 2 + 2 is supposed to equal 4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might sound crazy to people, but I know I went and I researched some of this stuff, and I know that, hello?
Yeah.
Still here. I'm sorry. My phone is about ready to die on me.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, like I was saying, I actually feel a lot of empathy for a lot of people who don't see the truth, because I know that they've been systematically dumbed down, and a lot of them, they don't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. And I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal because, like I said, I've been a victim of the system myself.
Well, you know, and you're absolutely right. And I've mentioned this before, Rodney. You know, we are all conditioned to a certain extent, and anyone who says they're not is a liar. Let me tell you. And I've used this example before. I'm conditioned to believe that it's going to be dark at 1:17 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Why? Because it's always been that way. Now, if it were to change, you know, I'd be just as baffled as anybody else when all of a sudden one of their little pre-programmed balloons pops, and they're just like, I don't know what to say. That happens to everybody. We're all conditioned to a certain degree, but the point is that we have to have the ability to question and to pursue those questions to whatever conclusion we come to. Now, if I want to say... Is it really dark, or am I just imagining it? You know, and who knows? I could go and pursue that, but odds are it'll be a pretty quick investigation. but the point is that we have to be able to do that. And that's one of the biggest problems I've had with this whole thing. Never mind, the details of September 11th. Why is it that we're not allowed to ask questions? Why is it those questions are always coined and couched in phrases such as, some conspiracy theorists say this, or some conspiracy theorists say that, or all conspiracy theorists think this. Why the negative? And we've gone through that before, like mentioning, and again, Hugo Chavez. I'm not, you know, a member of his fan club or anything like that. To me, he's a politician. That's all he is.
Right.
I just think he's probably a more honest politician than perhaps what we've got here. But they always, whenever they do a news story about him, they say leftist or communist-supporting leader Hugo Chavez. You know, they always put it in those ways. It's so that way when you're, like you said, the people who really don't know how to perceive things for themselves, when they read that story, it's already conditioned in their mind exactly how they're supposed to perceive this guy. So when he says...
Yeah, they want to skew your view before you've had a chance to be able
right
to judge
on
it for yourself.
That's right. So when he says, we need to start asking questions about September 11th, you automatically equate asking questions about September 11th with being a communist. So hold on a second, Rodney. Folks, back in three.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Wilens. Get back to Rodney, Texas. Go ahead, sir. Hello, Rodney. Oh, okay. He fell off. Well, thanks for the heads up on that one, Thomas. Yeah. It's always something with you. I'll let it slide this time, though. Alan in Texas, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Very good show too. And just want to add the discussion on education is very interesting, very intriguing and interesting study. is to look at the history of the Skull and Bones effect on that public education.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating account of that in Anthony Sutton's book called The Order. And you can really see it, especially now, manifesting itself after all these years, after studying that and other materials on the demise of U.S. public education. I can really see it, like I say, manifesting itself in our culture today in the education process. And in fact, I've got my two kids at an expensive private school, but yet you can see the so many of those teachers have gone through the public school system, so you're seeing the remnants of that. And recently here, one of the older teachers at their school retired after about 45 years of teaching, and she was literally from the old school. And she was lamenting the fact that so many of the new teachers coming on board were of this new mindset. Those old type teachers are a dying breed, literally.
Yes.
And I spend a lot of money on their education with extra tutoring, and then spend a lot of time myself just with them trying to make up differences, and and whether it be math or writing in English, but also with American history.
Mm.
So, and I think this is one of the problems is that, you know, you were talking to me before about people being dumbed down. And I think a lot of people just don't care. You know, they don't have time for their kids. They're more concerned with the upcoming softball tournament or this social event here or some other, maybe not even connected with their kids. They're not wanting to put the time in, and that's where our country's going.
Yeah, absolutely. And while I think that's an awful, awful thing, don't get me wrong, it also, I think, is one of the reasons why I don't buy into this whole idea that terrorists are recruiting people over the internet. People
right,
don't care about
yeah.
stuff going on in their own backyard. Why do they care about, again, blowing themselves up for some stupid cause? So, you know,
right.
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. So, but this is a great show here, Frank, and I'm just sitting up here working late at night, but I'm glad you're on the air. So,
thank you very much, brother. I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fantastic stuff there, folks. You know, and there's so much to that. I think back to my education, and I'm a college dropout, for those who don't know. I went for 2 years, and then I just said, I'm paying for this? You're kidding me. So I just I dropped out of that. And obviously, there were some good things to come out of that. College is good for a couple things. It's good for kids being out on their own, away from mom and dad. And you see people who obviously been under a very, 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 on a very short leash, under a microscope for their whole upbringing, and those are the people who just go out and get stupid when they don't have mommy and daddy around to keep a careful watch on them. But you know, it's a good sort of upraising that you can do for yourself. But again, for people like, for example, myself, I moved out when I was 17 just because of, you know, being in a military family, moving around all the time. I wanted to finish high school in the same place I started, so I just stayed when the family moved away. But so, you know, to me, living on my own was not a huge shocker, but at the same time, I did see how other people reacted to it. So there are benefits to that sort of social interaction. You have to understand certain things, and to me, that was the best thing I got out of it. Of course, I also started in radio up in college. But, you know, in high school even, I had one teacher, and a lot of teachers throughout my educational career stand out in my mind, and there's one reason, there's one defining thing that made those teachers memorable. And it's because they made the material interesting, because you heard it in a different way, maybe for the first time. I had a history teacher who used to talk about this. And the guy was a teacher. He was one of the most loved teachers there because he was just fantastic. But, you know, at the same time, he was also a janitor, you know, another job that he had, because obviously, you know, he didn't get paid what he was definitely worth. But he made everything interesting, because when he'd talk about history, he would throw in little anecdotes, and I don't know if they were true, I don't know if they weren't true, but they were certainly very interesting. And I was, instead of just memorizing facts, figures, dates, events, things like that, he, you know, when he talk about, you know, George Washington, he made George Washington seem like a real guy, a living guy, not a two-dimensional painting in a history book. And when you get that, you realize how much you've wanted that and how much you've needed that. And that's what the truth does. And again, whether or not he was actually giving us the truth is immaterial to my point here. My point is about what we're doing now and why we're doing what we're doing. So when we're exploring the news and we're exploring content-based programs like, you know, talk shows and things like that, we look for something that resonates with us. And we may not know why. It may not be necessarily because history, for example, back to the high school theme, is your best subject or the one that you have the most interest in, but because it's presented in a way you've never heard before. It's captivating, and you want more of it. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. You know, it is interesting to see people come to the truth on so many levels, so many different versions of the truth. And again, you got to find the one that really moves you and whatever that may be. And as I was telling Rodney there, you know, it's sad to say, but the truth is not for everybody. Not everybody can handle it. And we've all had that moment. Obviously, if you're listening to the show, you've survived it, and I congratulate you. You have that moment of realization where you're like, oh, my God, this is all true? You're kidding me. This is a episode of a TV show. This is a movie. This can't be real. This is a novel, a Stephen King book. You're kidding me. There's no way this is true. Yeah, it is. And you kind of go through, much like they have the stages of denial and whatnot, they have the same stages of awareness. You know, I don't think it's written down anywhere, and if it is, wonderful. But you've all seen it. You've all been through it where your first realization is, you know, disbelief, and then you kind of laugh about it and just try to downplay it like it's a joke. And then you kind of open the door a little bit more, and you say, well, maybe I peek out a little more and see, is it still there? You know, it's like, there's something in my room. I'm going to close my eyes and squint. It's not there. It's not there. It's not real. You open your eyes. Is it still there? And with the truth, yeah, it's still there. And then you start to get fearful. You start to get scared. Oh, my God, I've stumbled onto this information. You know, nobody else is talking about it. I'm the only one who knows, and they're going to kill me. They're going to know what I'm thinking. They're going to know what I know. Terrified. Start getting a little paranoid. And then maybe, once you realize, you know, a week goes by or something and they haven't assassinated you yet, then you get angry and you get mad and you start yelling about it. I'm so mad about this and this and this and this and this. And then, you know, you get mad and mad and mad for a while, and then you realize that you're wearing yourself out. You're killing yourself, making yourself sick, making yourself depressed, frustrated. You're just so angry that first of all, that this is happening. You're angry that nobody's doing anything about it. You're angry that nobody's talking about it. Absolutely valid emotions, every one of these. And then you get to the point where you're depressed about it. You're depressed because nobody's doing anything about it. And you're depressed because you know it. And you're depressed because some other people know it, but, you know, maybe they're not exploring it or whatever. And it makes you sad. It makes you depressed. And then you get to a point where you try to walk away. Whatever. Maybe. You just say, that's it. I'm done. I'm so frustrated with this. It's not going anywhere. Nobody's making a difference. Nobody's changing the world. Forget all of you. I'm on my own. I'm striking out. My solitary land, where I and I alone will exist because only I am worthy to be here because I care and I know and whatnot. So you kind of just disenchant yourself away from all this stuff. And then maybe you do. Maybe you go and you throw yourself back into some of your previous addictions, like, you know, reality television or whatever it is that keeps you ocupado in your mind. And then you see something or whatever and you come back around and you say, that's it. And this process can go, you know, you keep cycling through this. It's like anything else. You know, people who make a mistake in their life and they don't understand the mistake, but they just move on and they have the same mistake happen and again and again and again. And then finally they realize, well, maybe there's something I need to do differently. If I always get the same result by doing the same thing, then maybe I should do something different to achieve a different result. And then, hey, growth. Ta-da! Somebody has grown. They have evolved. They have gone beyond where they were before, and they are, you know, a smarter, more well-rounded person. And I think that's the process people have to get through with faith, because faith is, and I mentioned this to a caller once, and I said, this whole thing is interconnected. There's nothing that transpires on this planet that isn't somehow involved in something else. And there's lots of evidence of that, lots of validation for that. If you look at even like military projects, right? I mean, look at how many things they experiment with. Like, I wonder if we can do this. That's all it takes. Some scientists go, and I wonder what happened if we did this. And then they go and they get some money thrown at it and they develop various projects. And then, of course, it doesn't work out too well, or there's a public backlash and they say, that's it, we're scrapping the project. And then, of course, new projects develop that you don't hear about until decades and decades later. But the point is that everything is interconnected, every single thing. And no matter what led you to this, you pursued extraterrestrials, you pursued psychic abilities, you pursued secret societies, you pursued military projects, you pursued government corruption, whatever. It all leads to the same arena that we're in right now. And at the center of this whole thing is God. That's where your faith needs to be. That's the only way you can continue to look at this stuff every single day and not have a complete and total mental breakdown where you just collapse and say, that's it. I'm dazzled by it all. Because there is so many bits and pieces of the puzzle. And as even Rodney had said and other people have said too, there is so much evidence out there. So you have all this evidence. You're like, why can't we get something done with this? Well, it's because this world is controlled. This world is a deception. The world is a lie. And when I say the truth is not for everyone, it's because people don't want it. They don't want it. They want to be comfortable in their own little universe where everything makes sense and everything's explainable. And those periodic panic attacks that they may have, you know, pretty soon you can ignore them and they go away. And then, you know, yeah, it'll come back, but who cares? I can, you know, ignore that. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like an addiction. People get addicted to their version of things. And it would be the equivalent of somebody who's, let's say, an alcoholic. And, you know, they drink all the time. Well, guess what? Now, something happens. I don't know. Liquor store that they go to all the time burns down on the same day that they need to go and restock their liquor cabinet. Oh, no, I can't get my liquor today. And, you know, it's too late now, and tomorrow's Sunday, I can't buy any. And then maybe they get the shakes. Oh, you know, they get the shakes, and they're feeling awful. And then, you know, they get past it. You know, they get their liquor from someone else. Somebody drops off a bottle of vodka, and sanity and normalcy can return. Well, people who don't know the things that we know, they go through those symptoms of withdrawal. And what are they withdrawn from? They're withdrawn from the truth. They're withdrawn from reality. And yes, they live in their own little glass box, but occasionally that glass might crack. And a little bit of truth seeps in. It's like I said, the truth is nagging. It gets in your brain and it never leaves you alone. And sometimes it weasels its way in deep enough to really cause a physical reaction. You see people out there who are uninformed to all the stuff. They don't want to know, though. You try bringing it up, they're, oh, what are you talking about? Don't start spouting your conspiracy theories to me. And they have a panic attack, or they have a bout of depression, or they get physically ill because their body is manifesting what their mind knows, something on a subconscious level, a spiritual level, perhaps, where God is like, you know, poking you, saying, hey, pay attention. And they refuse. Well, you know, you can't, you know, the whole you lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink. Sure, that is the case with the truth. But the benefit of it is that if you've talked to people, and you don't need to beat them over the head. I know people that do this all the time, where let's say they talk about vaccines or something. That's one of their passions. And then they go, and let's say they're riding the subway, and they see a new mom with a baby. Oh, what a cute baby. We're just coming back from the doctor. We had to get some vaccines. Vaccines? You crazy woman. You should be thrown in hell. And your baby should be a ward of the state because you've given it a vaccine, you terrible, terrible parent. What? Wrong way. Nope, you don't do it that way. That's not how you you bring people to that. Again, more flies with honey. Is that how you say it? Yeah. So you ease people into these things. And I've been eased into various truths, and I needed to be. And I look back on it, I say, wow, thank God. Because if somebody had just beat me over the head with this, I would have thrown up such a fight and such a fuss that I never would have been open to it. But if you broach these subjects, eventually, guess what's going to happen? Somebody's going to call you up and say, hey, man, remember back in college when we were roommates and you said something about Illuminati? Well, I just saw this movie and they said something about that. And I was wondering, can you give me a little crash course in that again? I ran into a guy today and he said, hey, you're just the guy I was looking for. I haven't talked to you in a while. I wanted to ask you about this, this, and this. Because we had talked about something along those lines before, so he knew where to go for information, easing people into it. Talked to another guy who has become a great friend of mine, and he told me that when he used to listen to the show, he thought it was hilarious. He said, this is just a bunch of crazy people. But one day, we happened to talk about a subject that he was interested in, and he said, oh, that's it. I'm going to bust him now. I know. This is my area of expertise. I know all about this. Well, he went out and did some research and found out it was true. Blew his mind. And then, when he saw that that was true, he had a more open mind to explore if these other things were true as well. You can see the beauty of it. So, you know, the truth is out there, but it's a step that you have to take yourself. You know, and we have to be aware of this. Don't be angry and frustrated by the deluded masses out there. Feel sorry for them, because they're living a lie. And that, if that doesn't generate sympathy, I don't know what does. That's a terrible thing. I feel sorry for these people. So as a result of it, you don't attack them. You help them. And there are ways to do that. And we're just discussing some of those here. But that's how you teach people to think differently. And many, many people have helped me along that road. You know, I didn't believe any of this stuff when I first heard about it. And you know, I've been in radio for 14 years. I haven't been awake for 14 years. So I've laughed at stuff on the air and said, no way, what a bunch of crap. And if I come across information that counters what I had said before, I'll absolutely make amends. We're all works in progress, folks. Every one of us. You know, we're not complete. We're not as smart as we need to be. We're not as plugged in as we need to be. We're not experts on everything. And if you think you are, you're deluding yourself too. We're all making a journey. We're all educating ourselves and walking down this road and trying to reach some destination with something to show for our efforts. But to me, the search never ends. So you know where I am. And I've had a lot of people will call up and say, well, you contradicted yourself. Yesterday you said this, but 14 years ago you said this. And I'm like, you don't think my opinions have changed in 14 years? Of course they have. Absolutely, without a doubt. I'm always learning. I'm always changing. We're all in a state of flux. We're growing. And if we're not growing, we're stagnant. And yeah, you can be consistent, which is why when they say, hey, politician so-and-so said this back in 1914, and then now, 2007, they're saying this. And I'm like, well, so what? Who cares? Unless they were saying something like, you know, in the year 2007, I plan on running for president, and I will have accomplished my lifelong goal of enslaving all of humanity. Yeah, yeah, that may be a position to explore. But what I'm saying is that we all have to be growing and evolving and helping others as well. That's the elitist thing. And it, I think it's people come by it honestly, you know, because you were angry at one point. You're angry that you tried to wake people up and they didn't listen to you. And you're like, well, forget you then. You're an idiot. And I refuse to help you. See, a lot of people have told me that they feel intimidated by various talk shows. And they feel intimidated because the people that they hear calling in just sound like geniuses. Like they all know it. They all know something that they don't know. And they're like, well, gosh, I can't call into this show. Everyone's going to make fun of me. They're all going to laugh at me. No way. Keep in mind, folks, none of us, zero, were born knowing all this stuff. We all had to learn it. Some of us learned this early on. Some of us just learned this recently. Whatever it may be, the point is everybody has to come to it. But you have to come to those realizations yourself. It's about your personal journey. And as a result of that, you have to go where you're led. And if you look deep enough and long enough and hard enough, you'll all come to the same conclusions. We'll all be at the same place. We just take different roads to get there. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it is important that we always continue to do that. And again, there are skeptics out there. And you know, hey, they serve a purpose too. The purpose of a skeptic, a professional skeptic, is to tell you that don't ever end up like those people. They refuse to believe anything. You can tell them, guess what? There's air. No, there's not. I don't believe it. Air has been debunked. Air is a conspiracy theory. You know, they just refuse. Nope. They're like nihilists. They don't believe in anything. If you're going to be skeptical, that's fine. But don't be a skeptic. Skeptic is an idiot. A skeptic is somebody that's got it all figured out. They are completely and totally set in their ways. They get out their lazy boy chair, and they park it in the middle of the road, and they just stop and say, I've gone as far as anyone can go. There is no further road. There's no point in walking any further. This is where it is. This is all the knowledge that can be had and ever will be had. And I possess it all, and I'm just going to sit here and point fingers at everybody else. There's always roads to explore. You know, I think it was the head of the U.S. Patent Office in like the 1800s said, everything that can be invented has been invented, and this office serves no purpose. Yeah. Talk about ironic statements, right? As we're in the, I don't know where we're at, 6 million, 8 million, as far as patent numbers go. Anyway, my friends, just a long, long, long diatribe to encourage you. Hopefully that's what you're getting out of this this dialogue that I'm spewing here today. Encourage you to continue. Whatever it is that you're researching, don't ever stop. And go in other directions. Every single thing has every single road has different offshoots, different tangents, different exit ramps. And you'll get back on the highway at a different point, but, you know, it's okay to journey out there and check things out. It's also okay to take a break from this stuff. And I've talked about that. Every soldier on the front lines gets sent to the back of the line to maybe rest a little bit before he gets back out there and fights again. If you are not, and Melissa had brought this up so well, you got to recharge your batteries. Everybody's angry, not just about the fact that we've been lied to our whole lives, which is enough reason to be infuriated, but we're angry because we see these things being taken away. We see these things being infringed upon, things we love and care about, freedom, whatever, whatever it may be. You're angry because you're seeing this thing potentially being lost because people aren't paying attention. Well, take a different tact, perhaps. Take some time, when you have it, to appreciate and enjoy and experience those things that you love. You know, if you're worried about the future of your family, spend time with your family. If you're worried about your freedom to travel, do some traveling. Appreciate it while you have it. If you're worried about losing your right to free speech, speak and speak freely and speak often and appreciate it. You know, take advantage of what you have rather than just being surly and angry and upset about you might lose it someday, but I'm not going to go ahead and take advantage of it now. Appreciate what it is that you have right now. Stay with us. Back in three, folks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We got about an hour or so left in the program. I want to talk about some technology. We kind of went down that road a little bit earlier, talking about some of the monitoring things and websites and microchips and whatnot. Here are some news stories that maybe you heard and maybe you have not. Thursday, March 8th, from Reuters, an Israeli defense firm on Thursday unveiled a portable robot billed as being capable of entering most combat zones alone and engaging enemies with an onboard armory that includes a machine pistol and grenades. It's like a video game. Now, see, you wonder about video games and their innovations, and people would say, oh, who cares about video games? They're for children. Guess what, folks? Children grow up. Children who grew up playing video games will make wonderful little soldiers who never actually have to get dirty. That's the beauty of it. And we've all, have you seen the commercial? Let's say it's for the Air Force, right? And they show a kid, and he's got like a little airplane, and he's like, yay, and he's running around waving it in the air. And then he's got one of an airplane on a string, and he's spinning it around, and it's flying. And it's got him like playing video games. And then it's got him like behind a control panel in some command center, and he's flying one of those unmanned aerial drones with a camera on it. So he can blow stuff up. It's just like a video game. No problem there. Kind of the same thing with this. It's called the Viper, V-I-P-E-R, and the V-I-P and R are all in capital letters, so it obviously stands for something. Anyway, it says the Viper, roughly the size of a small television, was invented as part of Israel's efforts to develop weaponry that could reduce the risks to its forces from hand-to-hand fighting against Palestinian or Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas. The manufacturer, Elbit Systems Limited, saw that the Viper's small size and dual treads enable it to move, quote, undeterred by stairs, rubble, dark alleys, caves, or narrow tunnels. As well as bomb-sniffing and bomb-disposal equipment, the Viper can carry an Uzi machine pistol or plant a grenade. The weapon would be aimed... weapons would be named using an onboard video camera. Yay! So all those kids playing your video games, you got a career, folks. You can kill people and not actually have to see them die. At least not in person. It's just on TV, which isn't real anyway, right? According to Elbit, which has close links with the Defense Ministry, Israel plans to deploy the Viper among its infantry units after field tests. This robot could be of interest to foreign police units or U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Gosh, you think? I'm sure it's absolutely of interest to them, and I'm sure that's absolutely why it's being developed. Anyway, this thing looks really goofy if you've seen it at all. And it just makes me wonder, you know, again, as they rely more and more on technology, you know, I would just, this is just me, and I'm not interested in, you know, being any part of any combat or anything like that. But if I were wanting to disable this thing, I just, like, rig up a little thing, a board or something that would spring up and throw this thing into the air. You know, just throw it over on its side. Now, it looks like it would probably be able to stand up, but it would take a second. You throw this thing off on its back, and you run over there, and you just go, I'll take that Uzi, thank you. And that's it. So much for this effective robot that can climb over rubble. It looks like a little remote control car. It doesn't look scary to me. Now, granted, if one came rolling into the studio here, I might feel differently about it, but it really doesn't look like it's too big of a deal. And again, more and more reliance on technology for a lot of reasons. And again, I highlighted the video games aspect and whatnot, but I don't know. If that's the future, these little robots like that, that's not really anything to worry about. We go on. This is from the Associated Press, March 5th, a little bit different tact. It says, at a hearing Monday just blocks from the World Trade Center site, the mayor and the New York politicians and real estate developers urged Congress to continue a law that provides insurance against terrorism. The Terrorism Risk Insurance Act was enacted the year after September 11, 2001, which caused more than $30 billion in insured losses. The law is due to expire at the end of this year, and supporters want it made permanent or at least extended. Obviously, this story is going to continue, so let me ask you to hang on, folks, as we take a look at terrorism, technology, innovations, and fear. What it's all about, right? Stay with us back after this short... required legal identification. We're back in 90 seconds.